Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just beaten Tottenham Hotspur by 2-1. This is your and our instant match reaction. Today I am joined by the man himself, James Redmond.
Shannon and Chris.
James, what did you think of Mane today, lad?
He was fucking boss again. He's always good. He's always good. Listen, I expect it going into games now. 9 out of 10 minimum, at the very least. Well, no, he was sad. I thought he was probably one of our standout performers in the first half. I thought he was... I thought Salah was okay, but I thought Mane was the one truly creating. Obviously, Firmino got the goal as well, but I thought Mane was the one who was getting us into those spaces, getting the ball there, and, you know, he was a real threat, and was probably, in my opinion, the man of the first half just because of how he performed in terms of getting
it's
on.
It's very interesting that, because I agree and disagree at the same time, to be honest with you. And I agree because we were building up over on the right-hand side with Salah and Firmino, but what that was doing was it was creating the space for Mane, which is why he was the one that was looking dangerous, why he was on the end of things. You know, think of that one where it was played out from the right-hand side, it was shot across, and Mane just curled the ball around. But that, like, you're almost... It's hard to say who's the best there, because they create the space for him.
Yeah.
They're the ones who
Everyone's
are dealing
doing
with
a
people.
Different job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's a team sport, and those front three are so good together that they create space for one another by working hard and do that.
I think I probably say Mane. Interrupting you. I think I only say Mane, not because, not just because I love him
it's
and all that.
It's because speaking absolutes, isn't
it? It's because I'm speaking absolutes. But, no, the reason why I thought it was Mane, I think it's because just with me growing up in the generation that I have, we like to look at the football in terms of who's actually on the ball and who's creating the stuff, whereas sometimes you don't really realise the, you know, other players creating space for you, do you know what I mean? Dragging players out and stuff like that. I think that's why I thought Mane was my man
and
of the half.
Listen, it's a fair point. I went in there first half thinking Mane was the man of the match as well, but just recognising the fact that the job that the others were doing for
100%.
Him to create that. First of all, let's go back to the beginning of the game. I think Liverpool started quite well. I think, you know, from about 10 minutes till about 25, we obviously get the goal in that period. We looked like we were dominating Tottenham. We looked like we were going to score goal after goal after goal. And there was a point where I was thinking, we could win this 3 or 4 nil quite easily.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
And some of the football in that one touch, little flicks around the corner, Bobby Firmino, Sadio Mane, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah. And then James,
vintage Liverpool,
just disappeared.
I know.
What happens?
The thing is, I couldn't even give you an answer, Chris, because I thought the perform, like you said, when we got that goal, we just looked to be something clicked, and we just kept playing well, and then it just kind of slowed and died down throughout the game, and I just didn't know what it was. I couldn't see if it was the starting 11 that Klopp put out, because I understand that a lot of people were upset with Fabinho not starting.
Did you think those midfield three players then?
To be honest, I thought we were trying to be a bit too intricate. We weren't actually passing the ball into spaces where the player was clearly open, you know, where the player weren't marked. I thought we were just trying to do little flicks too much, and the ball just kept being given away. I thought it was just very sloppy in the first half, and I think when your team is playing sloppy, I think that has got to have something to do with the midfield. So for me personally, I am going to say it was a very, probably just below average performance from the midfield. There's some good things, but in hindsight, when you're losing the ball that much, you have got to look at your midfielders.
Yeah, and I think a lot of credit's got to be given probably to Tottenham. I thought their high press was very good first half. You know, once we'd had that little period of domination, you know, Lucas Moura, Harry Kane, they were getting up there. Rose was doing a good job from that left wing back position. And then you got Eriksen buzzing around as well. And I thought Liverpool found it difficult at times. When we did break out, we got it into space. We'd get it into space for Trent. We'd be playing left, and then all of a sudden, big switch onto Trent. Yeah. Or we'd play on the right, big switch onto Andy Robertson. What I found was interesting was, again, and we've seen this from Manchester City this season, we've seen this from Bayern Munich when they come to Anfield. They had no desire to play through the middle against us. I think teams now know that our strength is when you mess around with the ball and try and play through the middle. So what teams are doing is they're whipping it around the outside and they're getting the wingers on the ball, and I think that's why they went three at the back today, so that they get their wing backs on there and try and get down the sides. So for me, Liverpool's midfield was sort of bypassed a little bit today, and second half certainly, you know, Tottenham Hotspur come out and they looked at different sides, the one we were facing in the first half. Liverpool couldn't get the foot on the ball. We barely had an opportunity. And yet, still the changes weren't made, James.
I was thinking that. I think that's one of Klopp's big weaknesses. And listen, I'm never going to call for the man to be sacked. And anyone who ever does say that is absolutely stupid. Exactly, absolutely ludicrous. But I do think one of his big weaknesses, and I think every man has a weakness, and I think his is the timing of his substitutions. I do think he sometimes needs to be brought on a bit earlier. I thought Fabinho would have been perfect in that situation, because you realise 10 minutes into that second half, we're struggling, we're finding it difficult to play against these. And I'm not even going to lie, I thought it was because Tottenham came. I thought this was one of the strongest Tottenham sides that we could have played today in terms of how he was playing. Not even just the team that was set out, how he was playing. He was playing really good, and it was difficult to break them down. You know, they were putting pressure on us. But overall, I thought we'd done sign and we got the job done in the
end.
That's
it, and I think, you know, when Fabinho does come on, I think Fabinho looks brilliant. I thought Henderson had quite a poor game, to be honest with you. Thought his passing was off. I think Liverpool were just a little bit sloppy first half, certainly. You know, Alisson's give the ball away a couple of times, one from a goal kick, which was a little bit nuts. Henderson's give the ball three or four times. Van Dijk even gave the ball away at one point in the first half.
But do you think, though, with the lack of experience in terms of this team, you know, competing for Premier League trophies, 38 games a season, do you think this is the nerves kicking in now in these final last games?
No, I don't know. I think a good side, when you play a good side, you can make mistakes, can't you, for me? And I think Tottenham are a good side. And you know what? It didn't matter today, because this Liverpool side showed so much desire, so much heart, so much fight to go on and kick on after we weren't playing well to get that second goal. You know, I thought we resorted to a few too many long balls, a little bit hit and hope over the top for Mo Salah to chase down against their centre-halves. I thought their centre-halves dealt with that pretty well, to be honest with you. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, we've got men in the box, we're trying, we're pushing on, because we know what we're fighting for. We are fighting for the Premier League title. So for all the bluster and all the talk, Liverpool are a superb side, and Liverpool have beaten Tottenham when they're not at the best. And when you come into this game, me and Paul were talking just before the game, and you know, we were talking about how you could almost make a 5 minute long soliloquy case for every different type of a result being a good way of Liverpool winning. Liverpool win 4-0, you know, you batter Spurs, you put Manchester City on the pressure, you go top of the table, brilliant. But Liverpool go and have a really tough game against a good Tottenham Hotspur side, you're going to get confidence out of that. You're going to understand that, you know what, doesn't matter how Liverpool are playing right now, 3 points is what matters at the business end of the season. This Liverpool side fought tooth and nail for those 3 points, James.
100%. And do you know what, one thing we've shown today, and do you know what, we've shown it before as well, we've shown that we can overcome adversity, and that's one thing I think is vital to be champions at the end of the season. One thing that's something that past Liverpool teams, and I said it in my video as well, I said that we a few years ago, we'd find it hard to get out of a game like that with even a point. Do you know what I mean? If we performed like that 2 years ago with the players and the team that we had, honestly, that could have been a devastating loss for Liverpool in the end of it. Could have been a 3-1 loss at the end of it. But at the end of the day, we overcome adversity. We've shown that we can fight till the very end, you know, and give our absolute all. And that's one thing that is vital, a vital quality to have in a team that want to be Premier League champions. So for that, I can't commend the boys enough, and it's given me confidence that for the next six games, if we do perform to a below average standard or a poor standard, I know in my mind that we can overcome any adversity.
We've beaten
100%.
Probably, in my opinion, the third best team in the league there by playing badly.
Exactly.
You know, and we played well for a 15-minute segment or something like that. And that's what this Liverpool side can do. This Liverpool side can hurt you, can hit you, and it can get a goal just quickly. And that's what we can do, man. And it's brilliant. And Jurgen Klopp's put something into this side where they just don't know when they're beaten. And that is a quality that, you know, you need to go and win Premier League titles. If anyone thought that Liverpool were going to do this the easy way, you're wrong. You've not been watching. You've not been paying attention for the last 30
there
years.
You go.
This Liverpool side are always going to do things the hard
100%.
Way. 100%. But you know what? How will Manchester City be feeling after that? I mean, they'll have been watching that game. I'm sure the coaching staff and the players will now know, and they'll be looking at that, and you'll be, maybe they're not watching, maybe they're just ticking it away, maybe they've got the One Football app and they're just checking it, refreshing it every 30 seconds or something, and 100%. Then you see that sicking it.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
said Salah goal before they realised it was now the Bayern one, and they must have just thought,
I know,
this
just
is
like,
gonna go
fuck
down
that.
The wire.
And do you know what? Good that we're installing that fear into them, because that's what you need to do. When you're competing with teams, you need to install fear into them. You need to make sure they know, I'm here till the end, mate. Like, we're all here till the end. We're not letting you run away with it again. Listen, you ran away with it last season. We're not letting you do it again. I'm not even asked. And that's the mentality we need to have. We need to have a deadly mentality. I've said this before. It's like a jungle in the Premier League. Everyone's fighting for something. Everyone's hungry for something. Everyone's trying to claim something. And you know what? It's important now Liverpool show what they're trying to claim, trying to get that trophy. And we need to insert our dominance and show how good we truly are in terms of being able to compete with other teams and shutting them down. And we need to shut Man City down for the remainder of this season.
Absolutely. One final thing on their goal. It kind of, for all the pressure that they were having, it kind of came a little bit out of nowhere for me, because I don't think it was a free kick, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
I think Kane just goes down so easily.
He took
the free kick dead quick. And it was a good free kick, like, don't get me wrong. But for me, it just was never a free kick. So that's one of the talking points I want to talk about. Another one, where were you Saturday? Was it main stand?
Main stand, yeah. Over.
Was it carnage when the second went in?
Yeah, absolute
How bad?
Well,
I saw the bottom row 15 rows
well,
into
basically,
a chair.
Yeah, basically, I was on the bottom row of the main stand upper. I nearly went over the main stand upper. That just shows how carnage it was. My little ass kind of like holding on with one hand, you know what I mean? I'm there, like, help me. But, you know, it's just one of them. Like, these big old fellas just bouncing me round. I'm there like that. But you know what I mean, lad? Like, but do you know what? That's the games that you want.
Mate.
Do you know what I mean? If I'm going to die that way, I die a happy man.
Absolutely.
Do you know
and
what I mean?
There's no better way to die than when you
over,
think Mo Salah
the main
scored a goal.
Up, eh?
I mean, for an Alderweireld Oggy, would you die? You thought it was Mo's goal at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, I think that's it. So I was on the edge of the staircase, right, and I hope this is on camera, because I had my phone out. Duh. And some guy just went from nowhere past me into like fucking chairs. Absolute carnage. I'm there getting kisses off people, giving kisses to everyone. So if you're sick next week and I gave you a kiss, I'm dead sorry, but I'm not sorry at the same time.
Yeah,
like,
isn't it?
You shouldn't have been kissing me.
It was
absolutely mental. I was just talking to someone, a woman, while we were out here then, James. A lady in a wheelchair, and I said, what was it like where you were? And she said, I saw someone fall out the wheelchair, Chris. She said he was going that mad that he fucking fell out of his wheelchair. She was laughing her head off and I was pissing myself. Just imagine in the front row going that crazy that you've just gone.
Can we tell you the funniest thing? No one would have given a fuck. And some lad just fell out of his wheelchair and everyone's just like, yeah, man, sweet.
Yeah!
Everyone's just buzzing. That's but you know what though? That's what days like this show. Do you know what I mean? So I'm made up. I couldn't be happier. Their man of the match was the fucking ref. At the end of the day, I thought the ref was absolutely poor. I was fuming with the ref. I sent a tweet out at half time. Can't remember what I said, and I was like, I'll defo get caught for that in a few years. Took it down. Do you know what I mean? So I had to.
It felt to me like, I know this happens sometimes when you've got the momentum in the game and stuff. But there was a few like little spawny ones where it comes out of challenge and it just kept on going to them every single time. And then
add to
that, the referee was clearly on their side once again. Like,
yeah, 100%.
But it was, it's all the more, it shows you all the more about this Liverpool side that we can still overcome the referee, overcome like the unluckiness that we were having.
Any adversity
that
came our way today, the referee was against us, we weren't playing well, they were playing really well, everything was against us today. If you told me before the game all these things going to happen, I'm thinking, oh, there's a good chance we're going to lose today. But we never, and that's because we're boss. We are a great team this season, and some lad said it before on the fan cams, whatever happens at the end of the season, this has been my favourite season, 100%, because I've just never seen us play so well. I mean, before Christmas and all that, our football that we were playing was unbelievable, and ever since we've been able to maintain a high standard of football. And today's shown that any adversity that comes our way, we can knock it out the way and still get the 3 points, which is vital.
Right, and listen, little plug before we go, right, we've started, me and Paul have started a new YouTube channel. It's called Maych, M-A-Y-C-H-X, Payjack. There's a few spaces in there, you'll be able to work that one out. I'm sure we'll put it on the end card and a card in this video, of course. Do go over and subscribe. We are planning some awesome content over the next few weeks and stuff. James, you've just started your own proper Instagram, talking about the football as well. Where can they get on, you lad?
So basically, JamesRedmonds_96 on Instagram. Go and follow it. Some really good content. If I do say so myself.
I haven't muted it yet, so it is good.
There we go. I learn from the best. Do you know what I mean? Pay Raj.
Yeah.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Bosh.
Just a little fucking tug around the corner.
Bosh.
Anyway, we're still rolling. Bye. Like, bye. Subscribe to that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.